Have you ever asked yourself, why do we do the things that we do and who we do them for? I believe that to truly express gratitude towards someone, we need to speak to their heart and lift them up with words of encouragement, love, and appreciation for who they are. Ooh, I love this. I hope you guys get ready, man, because I've been on this whole thing about gratitude, and I have something special to share. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. What is up? Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? This is Noan El Boricua, and I'm excited to be able to come to you once again to be able to share another video. And yo, we on video episode via Instagram, numero 96, number 96. Yeah, it's exciting. We're getting closer and closer to episode 100 here on Instagram. And if you're watching this on YouTube, or maybe you're listening to us via podcast, by all means, please, please make sure you subscribe, hit a like, and that'd be super dope to be able to have that. Now, I've been, you know, locally here at our church, we've been in this season of like, how do we talk about gratitude and how are we thankful when it comes to not just our immediate family and friends, but even within our community and even, you know, with God. And it's just really dope, right? Maybe the workplace, school, wherever you're at, like there's always these moments of gratitude. And there were some thoughts that I had where it's like sometimes we think about expressing gratitude. And a lot of times, you know, that can show up in so many different ways. So one of the things that I was thinking about was like, okay, well, how can we show up, or how can I show up when it comes to like expressing my gratitude to many people that have been an amazing impact so far this year in 2022? Now, one of the things that we need to understand, and I had to write this down, so I'm gonna read this just because I didn't have time to be able to set all this up, but gratitude comes from the depth of your being. That in thankfulness and joy at how someone or something affects you. In other words, gratitude always like lifts up people's spirit and even the individual who's receiving and or even giving it. And I think that's the beautiful thing about this. To be able to hear someone tell you that, hey, I'm grateful for you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is uplifting. That is freeing. And really, that is restorative for many of us, especially so many of us have gone through so many highs and lows throughout this past couple years. So I think for me, when I'm walking into the season of gratitude, it's something where I'm truly appreciative for my familia. I'm appreciative of my friends. I'm appreciative of my coworkers. I'm so appreciative of the community that's around me. And I think a lot of times I ask myself, what can we do to be able to give back to others? How can I be able to be that person that continues the train of gratitude? Well, here's a couple of things that comes to mind. I shared earlier in this intro that we should be able to bring words of affirmation, words of gratitude. And I think that's something that will never get old. And I hope que cada uno de ustedes, that each and every one of you can really do that. And more importantly, understand the importance of being able to speak that to someone, and also maybe being able to share, a hug, or maybe to be able to share a high five, or maybe for my athletes out there that are those weekend warriors, maybe it's one of those you're running up to do a chest bump. However that looks like, there's so many wonderful ways, but I think the biggest way that we can see it is in how we treat and speak to others. And I think for me, before I get there, I want to kind of just share this, and this is, you know, and I had gotten the permission, and I want to tell you the story of someone that is very special to me, a family. And this family is someone that right now they've been going through an up and down journey, and I am hopefully reaching out to my audience and to my friends and my peers that maybe you can be able to assist. Many know that I love to work within our youth. I work within our youth here locally at a church, and I've been impacted so many times by so many different students. And as they've grown up, to be able to see them do the things that they're doing is amazing. And I'm so grateful the fact that I can still have some relationships with them. So here comes someone that's very special to me and really the whole family. Her name is Andrea, And Andrea is someone that I had the chance to see her just navigate high school and to be able to take on, you know, dancing and music, singing, and a really dope athlete as well. And, you know, she finished high school and she went on to do some college. And now she's in this world of like really being herself of an entrepreneur within just being a hairstylist. And, you know, much love to her because she really took care of my wife, and my wife really enjoyed the results that she got. And something that we found out that they've been going through is that her father is currently going through cancer, and it's terminal. And he's very humble. He's a man that's a man of few words, but if there's one thing that I know about this family, that he has one of the most amazing smiles. And I think for me, I've had the chance to even now live life with Andrea's little sister and to see her growing up. And it's like this infectious smile. And I think for many of us, when we've had a loved one that is going through something really hard, there's moments that we can show our expression of gratitude. In my way of trying to do that is that aside for praying for her family and aside from doing the best that I can do, I'm coming to you all. And I hope maybe that if you could just spare anything, I am going to put their GoFundMe in various links, but this is the game plan. They went to, I want to say the immigration or, you know, status, and they're trying to get Andrea's grandmother, which is her father's mom, to be able to come here, and he has not seen her. And we don't know what God's will is. But if there's anything that I think that we can do as people, as human beings, is that we can give $1, $5, $10, whatever you can give, it's something that we just don't have right now. And we're trying to get them, but it's a lofty number. They have to hit a goal of 10,000. And my hope and my prayer is that if you feel in the bottom of your heart to be able to do this, I would truly be so grateful for you. And more importantly, I know that Andrea's family, and especially her father, to be able to see his mom, we don't know the day of tomorrow. And at the time of this recording, I hope that each and every one of you can really think and just consider it. Or do me a favor, can you share this video maybe to someone that you may know? I think for me, that's something that's really, really impactful for me. And this is why I wanted to share this. And I kind of wrote this. I want you to think about what I've shared. I want you to think about someone in your life that has made an impact for you. Andrea, her sister, her whole family, they've made an impact on my life. And my hope is that you can truly be able to hopefully show gratitude with me and being able to help their family and hopefully to come back. And I think the beautiful thing about this is that you may be surprised in a conversation, you may be surprised in how you treat someone, that what it can do. And I know that the prayer is that we can be able to see Abuelita to be able to come, and really Mama to him, and that he can be able to embrace his mom, and more importantly, to be able to be the Abuelita to the siblings of Andrea. And I'm super excited. Andrea, we love you from the bottom of my heart. We're rooting for you, and we know that this will work out. And more importantly, I'm beyond grateful for who you are as a young woman, Andrea. And I think that the sky's the limit for you. And I think not just you, but every single person that I've had an opportunity to partake life with, each and every one of you have made me a better person. And I'm so grateful for that. So with that being said, I want to say thank you for watching this video. And I hope you can consider it. And more than anything, remember, immerse yourself dentro de la cultura. Always, always grow in your faith. And make sure you always make those continual conexiones. It's something that's what we do here. We do life together. So with that being said, check it out. I forgot the name of the website. Check us out, fuelpasionpodcast.com. And hopefully you can partake and maybe partner with us as well. And yeah, let me tell you, getting to video to 100 is a little bit different, right? Anyways, with that being said, como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga. We'll be right back.